You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right, Jody, show has started. So,
good day, good morning, whatever. Yippee-yay! Let's get going. I'm here for it. Woohoo!
Yep, you are rip roaring, ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we are here, and Mr. Todd is here running all the camera equipment from GED Media, putting it up on YouTube and and cable access and anywhere else that'll have it. So, podcast form and YouTube form.
Is anybody even watching this mess?
No. Todd says
that. Todd, you're a liar. You say it every week.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge with the deceased demographic. Sponsored by Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, North Carolina. It's become the hot place to be, Josh's. Everybody, I mean, it's a household word now, or household name, not word. It's more than one word, Josh's Farmers Market. They're going to be getting those Christmas trees in, along with all of the fresh produce and the... the Yamish furniture.
I like those. They have the fresh, the real, like wreaths.
Mm-hmm.
I like those too. They smell good.
Yeah. I don't mean to correct you in front of everybody, Jody, but it's pronounced reef. They have Christmas reefs.
Well, I love their reefs.
Put that reef on the door.
Love a reef.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Hallelujah.
Yep. So make sure you go to Josh's Market after, you know, when they get those trees, they go fast. So you're going to want that. You never know when we'll ever have Christmas trees again.
I'm not kidding. We might not. Right. They've got some pretty ones coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some pictures.
Yeah. Oh, you've already seen them? The pictures on their Facebook page? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
You love that Facebook, don't you? You're all over that constantly.
Constantly.
You live on the Facebook.
I don't think I live on it.
Mm-hmm. Looking up your little reality show people on Facebook. Just living the life.
I follow them on Instagram. Thank you.
Living the housewife life. That's all you.
Oh, yeah. You know,
living it up. Living it up.
Uh-huh.
So, Jody and I are both exhausted.
Yeah.
While we're recording this today, and we'll explain why. And I have really, really complimentary words to give Jody. Today, without the
sarcasm,
what
the heck?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's not even about your looks.
Oh, okay.
I always compliment you on your looks.
I
always have sweet
it,
words to say about how you look.
Okay.
Like in your little mountain girl flannel today.
Yeah.
Looking like a mountain girl.
Wish I was in the mountains.
Yeah. Fine ass mountain.
Okay.
Girl.
Stop. Lord.
You're welcome. All right, so we got a lot coming up. We'll get to it all next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, here we go.
Here we go.
You know, it's not necessary. Like a lot of, you know, when radio people, and I do it too, say, all right, we're back. And da, da. Well, if you're talking, people know you're back. Why you got to tell them?
This is just a nice intro.
Yeah, but you know what? What else I don't like that broadcasters do, and it's usually sports people who do it. And a lot of times, sports announcers and broadcasters are dumb. I mean, they say some idiotic things that are unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
But when they say blah 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 blah, We're back in 2 minutes. That doesn't make sense. You'll be back in 2 minutes. Not we're back in 2 minutes. We are back in 2 minutes.
Who cares?
I know. It's dumb that they say that. Or you mean who cares that
I don't even pay attention.
Yeah. And
I just know I got 2 minutes to go do something.
And then people always say that to me, like I'm the bad one. Like I'm the dumb guy. I don't even pay attention. Like I'm stupid for paying attention. Like most people want to pay it, should be paying attention to things important like that. Yeah.
That's important?
Yes. Oh. I'm a protector of the language, Jody.
I know.
You know that.
I do know.
You know that.
Yes, I do.
All right. So things have been hectic in TJ and Jody's house and TJ and Jody's other house. You know,
houses.
For the past few days.
Yeah.
Now, we're recording this on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And since Friday of last week, we have been nonstop moving.
Yep. Nonstop.
Because Friday we went and got a U-Haul, and we took just the two of us, all of the stuff that movers were not going to take. So everything pretty much except for boxes. And furniture. Mm-hmm. And we took two U-Haul loads to the new house from the old house and three loads in Jody's SUV and one load in my truck, my pickup, after we took the U-Haul back. So the whole weekend was back and forth, unloading, carrying in all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're not exactly what you would call young, energetic people.
No. And our bodies feel that.
We are middle-aged.
Yeah.
If we live to be 100.
If, yeah.
So I'm thinking that we're past middle age.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Ooh. This is dark.
I know, but I'm just saying, imagine you got two people. Mm-hmm. One of them's a woman who's actually stronger than the man and in much better shape than the man. It's not pretty. It's rough.
It's rough.
I mean, I hear you when you go in finally to take a bath at night.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like she's in a, it sounds like she's getting a massage or something, or it sounds like she's in pain, or either like she's in the opposite of pain. You know what I mean? And it was like she had been in there. She had been in there last night for at least 20 minutes and it was quiet, and then all of a sudden I hear and I'm, because you know I got the snore mask on, I'm like,
I didn't even realize I did it. I'm like, yeah, we're a mess.
What is she doing? And if I would have felt like taking that thing off and then walking in there, I would have been like, what is going on?
You
in
said
here?
That the night before.
Yeah, the night before. I said, what
he
are
goes,
you
what
doing
are you in here moaning and groaning about? I go, I just, because my body hurts. I just want to sit here.
I mean, everything. Because when you're moving things, it's not like you're at the gym and you're doing certain workouts to put stress on this body part or that body part. It's everything.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know how we got so much stuff, because we were in we went from a really big house 4 years ago down to a much smaller house in a hurry, because we hadn't even put our house on the market yet. And, mm-hmm. and somebody found out about it in England that it was about to be on the market, and his job had already transferred him here. So he needed a house fast. He bought our house with the furniture in it, most of the furniture, and without ever seeing it in person. Mm-hmm. So we had to jump on that. The only thing was is that we had, what, a month to get mm-hmm. out? And we'd been living in this house for 11 years. And it had a bunch of crap in it. I mean, and that's why it took us 4 years to move again, because we said, we're going to be here about a year, and we'll look for a house. We've been mm-hmm. in a rental about a year. So here we are 4 years later. And thinking, oh, this is not going to be nearly as bad as that other move we did.
Kind of is.
Because it almost killed us. That's why we were like, I don't even want to think about moving again. I know we're supposed to be moving now, but yeah. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But I'm wanting to know if the difference is that we're 4 years older now, too.
It is the difference. Yes, yeah. Of course.
And neither one of those kids had come mm-hmm. home to help us move a damn thing.
Nope. That girl's too far, but that boy, he could have gotten here.
Yeah. And so we've also had, some things that, were mishaps. Like the internet and cable person we thought was just coming out to hook it up the other day, last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And he came out and did the whole, somebody else should have already been here to run a line to do, I can't do what I do until they come do what they're doing. And so that hasn't happened yet. So we've had no TV, no internet. And we really haven't had time to watch TV. But I'm not kidding. You know, people's listening and watching, and Mr. Todd, yeah. You should just witness the way Jody has been unpacking that house and getting it. I mean, I've seen it a lot of times because we've moved a lot in my line of work. But it's shocking. Like, Todd, you could video that and it could go viral. I'm like, watch this. Yeah. Watch this old woman.
Old woman.
I mean, she doesn't stop until she's in there moaning and groaning in the tub at night.
True.
She even told me the other night, she said, because the first night was when the movers came and they were supposed to load everything from the old house and then deliver it the next morning. Well, they decided they were going to load everything from the old house and then deliver it to the new house that day, which lasted up into about 9:30 that night before they were finished.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to bed at 8, so I'm not even asleep before 10 on this night, and I still had to get up. So the next night, they had to bring the stuff from the storage facility that we had. And so I was with him that day, and Jody was over at the old house doing stuff. And later on, she goes, look, let's just do this. And then this, whatever it was we were doing, let's finish with this. And you need to go to bed because I know you're exhausted. I'm exhausted. And I was like, yes, that sounds great. So we ate whatever we were eating that night, which we've been
eating. I think it was a Lean Cuisine.
We've been eating microwave stuff because that's one of the mishaps. Our stove didn't work, and so now they're sending a new stove because we haven't been able to cook on it. And then all of a sudden, I guess that Lean Cuisine had had meth in it some way or another, because the next thing I hear is her. She's jumped up, and she's gone to the other room, and she's unpacking stuff in the bedroom. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's almost my regular time to go to bed now. Earlier she was talking about, let's go to bed early because I know you're tired. That's what she said. I know you're tired. She yells from the bedroom, you want to come in here and start getting all your clothes in your dresser and stuff? And I said, Jody, I actually don't. I can't do it because I'm so tired. Well, I mean, I thought you might want to kind of get your life organized a little bit. So from the span of about 30 minutes, she changed from being, understanding, sympathetic. I know you're tired. You need to go to bed too. You need to get organized. Get your life on track.
I walked out there and you were asleep in the chair.
Yes.
I know. It's okay. I just had to get my stuff in.
But then she went from being understanding and sympathetic to being judgmental.
I just had a lot to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a problem, though, with my type of personality because, I am the type of person, my mind won't shut off and I won't stop till the task is complete.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to be done and the task finished, or I have to just be to the point of exhaustion.
And I'm the same way. We are so much alike in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why you hear me going and moaning and I'm hurting. And
yeah. Well, I hope that's what it is.
Oh, gross. I mean, yes. And I was in the bed last night. I texted the kids because I did not want them bothering me. And it was 9:00. And I said, good night. I love you both. I'm going to bed. I went to bed at 9:00.
Yeah. I know. You woke me up when you came to bed.
Well, it didn't seem like it. You were snoring.
Yeah, I didn't want to make you feel. I was not snoring.
Yeah, you were.
I had that mask on.
Yeah.
I wasn't snoring. Oh. But.
Well, I can't
we
help
did,
it.
We did meet one of our neighbors, came over and introduced herself last night. which was nice. It would be considered being in the country, you know. Mr. Todd, you live in the big city, so you would think it's kind of country out where we live now. It's quiet, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff we like. Very dark. Mm-hmm. And lady comes over, wanted to introduce herself, and not wanting to introduce herself because she wants to be friends or welcome us to the neighborhood or anything. Uh-huh. She just wanted to let us know that wild foxes around in the area that we would be seeing, mostly over at her house, were harmless. Don't try to hurt them or anything. I feed them and I take care of them. They're like my pets. And she starts telling us how many she's got that come over and will eat out of her hand. And then these had 7 babies. And then now the babies moved on. And then these have babies. And if you're scared of them or whatever, just kind of like you lunge towards them and tell them to go away. And they'll go away, but they won't hurt you. And she looked like she was almost tearing up at the thought.
Oh, no, I thought she was going to cry.
Yeah, we haven't done anything.
She was talking about having the mange and how she caught somebody in England and that she treated them for mange.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking, because, you know, I grew up in, you know, doing things in the woods and hunting and fishing and all that kind of stuff.
That's probably why she came to talk to you.
Yeah, she saw me.
She saw that LSU play. She was like,
he's going to eat my foxes.
We need to go over there quickly.
He's going to try to eat my foxes. They'll eat anything. You know that.
Uh-huh.
So I said, yeah, I've seen the fox. I've seen one of them over there. It's pretty. But I have seen them in your driveway.
She names them.
Yeah.
And they have names.
She goes, yeah, well, that's red. And then little lives behind us, or whatever lives over here.
We took little's house, basically.
Yeah. It's like,
which is sad. I get it. And then the deer, she says she feeds the deer apples. So she's got like 20 deer. I mean, it's just a zoo.
Right. And
they wait in the driveway. The fox sit and wait in the driveway for her.
I've seen that on TikTok with deer. There's a guy on TikTok that has deer. Like 30 of them show up and he feeds them.
That's her.
But I saw her feeding the fox last night. Which, by the way, that sounds like that could be nasty.
This is your little friend Mark.
Oh, well. Okay. It's Mark's calling. But... You know, that sounds like that could be something nasty. Hey, you want to go in there and feed the fox, if you know what I mean? But I saw her feed the fox last night.
You did?
Yeah.
I had to go.
I think it was when I was going to get the Chinese food for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Because we were tired of microwave.
Was she just feeding one or?
No, there were two up there. And they were, you know, looked like they were skittish walking up to the garage. She's out there, you know, putting food out for them. Yeah, 50s, you know. But I'm not messing with a fox.
Mm-mm.
I don't fool with a fox.
But if I see it, I am gonna stomp.
Yeah.
Like, go on. We don't have food here.
But I don't even, you know, I don't want them coming around. And
we better keep our garage shut.
Yes. Because they go to a garage for food.
Good thing you don't have a cat.
Yeah, or a dog out there.
They
can attack a dog.
Little dog.
But now, if I see one in the daytime, it's done.
No.
I'm going to call somebody to come handle it. You see a fox in the daytime because they're nocturnal, you know.
I've seen them in the daytime.
Me too.
Right, and they get rabid.
No, there was a family of foxes that lived in the woods behind my house. I've seen them during the day.
Yeah.
But
they're nocturnal.
What'd she say? They're
domesticated.
Domesticated. And they are.
Which is always great for wild animals. They always tell you.
I'm going to tell you what.
They always tell you. Make sure you domesticate wild animals as much as you possibly can because it's so good for them.
You know, at first it was like, wow, look at all the deer. Now I'm like, they're just there. Like, they're like dogs. Yeah, they just sit there and stare at us.
But a deer is different than a fox. I'm telling you. I know.
I'm not messing with it. I'm going to send it on its way.
Because you know what a fox is? A wild dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very sly. I don't know if people realize that.
But let me ask you this. What if we had German shepherds? Will a fox mess with a German shepherd?
Well, the fox will mess with anything depending on how hungry it is or how, you know, if it is rabid. You know, we had a people in our old neighborhood that a fox attacked their dog.
Well, do you remember us? I was out by the pool, and it was in the yard.
It was rabid.
It was frail and gross. Well, it looked sick.
It slid through the opening in the fence, like the little pickets.
Yeah, that was freaky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they attack dogs. But I'm sure her foxes are sweet at the moment. But what happens when she's on vacation?
That's what I'm saying.
Who's going to feed the fox?
She probably leaves enough food out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what she knows.
Well, I'm not going over there to feed the fox.
Oh, God, me either.
I'm feeding the fox at home. But, yeah, I don't want all that. I don't want any wild animals coming up looking for food because they're not supposed to do that.
Well, I think they're going to go to her. And then she's got all those woods beside her, so she's fine.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
All right, quit complaining. Just
if you see a mangy ass fox in the day out in the front yard, and you want to go outside, what are you going to do? You're going to freak out.
If it's mangy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And then I'm going to be the bad guy in the neighborhood if I call. You know, the game warden.
You sure will.
If I call the game wardens to come out there and.
Yeah.
Because they'd probably write her a citation for feeding wild animals and keeping them as pets. I'm going to be the jerk. Look at me. I'm the jerk.
Okay. Well.
I hate animals. I'm looking out for the safety of others.
Do deer and fox get along?
No. A fox
weird.
A fox will eat a baby deer.
I'm talking about the big deer.
Well, big deer, yeah. I don't know if they can take one now, but I mean, it's like a deer is not a friend of anything, really, except maybe birds or rabbits, like on Bambi.
Oh,
and they were friends with a skunk called him Flower.
I love deer, though. I think they're pretty.
Yeah, I do, too. That's what I cooked for you when I proposed.
I know.
I did.
He did. He did. I do love some deer.
It was a delicious...
Anyway, neighbor met.
Mm-hmm.
We know the deal. I bet we'll never see her again.
Hopefully.
And
I know. I hope she's not a listener.
Nah. Nah, probably.
She might be now that she knows who you are.
No. She doesn't know who I am. I'm telling you, she didn't care who we were.
Mm-mm.
All she cared about was letting us know that those foxes were hers and not to hurt them.
Mm-mm.
No. Married?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's he like?
Probably very quiet.
In there working on his puzzle.
Yeah.
Command his business. Like,
yeah, he's just in there going, oh,
whatever.
Like, whatever. I can't control
but
any
I
of
have
that.
Some. Fr- I have a friend who I love and adore, and I call her Snow White because she would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. She feeds the animals in the back of her property and stuff like that. Now, yeah. I don't know that she'd go to the neighbors and just want to tell us that.
You tear up telling them, hey, you stole their home, so the least you can do is let them eat out of your yard.
I felt bad, but
we
got to live.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's called survival of the fittest for a reason.
Wait a minute, y'all stole a home because you built that house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
The baby, Little lived back there.
Yeah, but then we came in and cleared the woods.
So now Little has to go across the street and get food. So if we see Little going back and forth, don't mess with Little.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
How are you going to name something an adjective?
You know what I'm saying? But can I say something real quickly? I'm sitting here thinking of this. Could you ever in a million trillion years see this conversation going on in Louisiana?
No.
No. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, if we were back in our home state, moving in, and I can't even picture this.
No, first of all, nobody would have to come and say it, you know, like that it's something out of the ordinary for you to see wildlife out in the country.
But you to know. Be like, don't, I don't know, I just, the whole conversation was so odd to me.
Mm-hmm. I checked out because when I heard her come to the door and introduce herself, I thought, okay, well, I got to go meet the neighbor.
I
got to
compliment you on that. I thought of that last night when I was in the tub soaking my bones.
Mm.
I said, oh my God, you know what? That was really, really nice of him to come to the door And then you came to the door, and then he was probably like, this is why I don't come to the door.
Because, I mean, I'm thinking, all right, it's a neighbor coming to introduce herself.
He came out.
Let me go
I was like,
out there
wow.
and introduce myself.
He's
and all
he
stuff.
Never does stuff like that. I was like, wow.
So then about a minute into the conversation, I done checked out. I'm
yeah,
like,
he
all
left.
Right, well, nice to meet you.
But all that's all she talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, end up with a, you know, I got PETA next door. One of them crazy ass PETA people across the street. Damn.
Oh, wow. Well.
She's going to see me walk out in, you know, a leather jacket and throw blood on me or something.
Anyway.
Because, you know, I was trying to be, you know, as they say, neighborly.
I know. I was
go
shocked.
Out there and meet her.
Shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know her name, though. I remember her name. So if I see her, I'll say, hey, I'll throw my hand up to her. How you doing? And I'll call her by name.
Mm-hmm. But she
but I may call her Foxy Lady. How you doing, Miss Foxy Lady?
Okay, let's
you're the
not
lady
do that.
With the you're the fox of the neighborhood, right?
Do not
right?
do that. She does not know your humor.
Hey, Foxy Lady.
God. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, you met another neighbor, though, already, right next door, the lady one.
Yeah, that was one day when I was out there before the house was finished.
Mm-hmm.
She's super nice.
Right.
Yeah.
And then her husband throwed his hand up at you.
Hello.
Yeah.
And went on his merry way.
Mm-hmm. Like, which is a great neighbor.
Yeah, find me.
Mm-hmm. But wait till we get out there on that screen porch, getting wild.
Yeah,
we're gonna be out there. Yeah, we'll be out there, you know, watching some Netflix show or something, getting out of control.
Oh,
mm-hmm. If we ever get cable.
Oh, speaking of shows, I saw on one of our things with our podcast thing. One of the girls said,
one of the things with the podcast.
Hang on,
thing.
I know what? I can't think. One of the comments. Thank you. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Too tired to buy
Shut
a thesaurus.
Up. anyway,
get you a vocabulary.
Shut up. She was really sweet, but anyway, she wanted to know. She watches all the shows that I watch that you make fun of.
Like so Seven Little you. Johnsons. The one we talked about
but
last week.
She wanted to know, did I watch Sweet Home Sextuplets on TLC? And yes, I do. And I think they're cute, and I love that show.
That's the Louisiana people? No, those are Quints. Those are Quint.
Quints are Louisiana people. These are Alabama people.
Oh, yeah.
They went to Auburn.
Okay, and the family is musical.
No.
They're a band.
No,
something. Honey. Okay,
these are little babies.
What's that show called?
Welcome to Plathville.
Okay. So I'm not crazy. There is a show that she watches it's a big family and they're a band.
Well, they're all musical, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the family from Georgia, the Little People family from Georgia. What is that show called?
Georgia.
Yeah, where the dad is real Southern and they try to build things and, you know, all of that. And they argue with each other. And
you know what it's called, and I'm not saying
No, I don't. Is that the one, the Seven Little Johns? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that's what that one was. Okay. And then the other one.
Who are you trying to make me say it?
No, the other one that you used to watch. I know you still watch it. Little People, Big World. Did you watch that
I watched that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I watch them all.
And then the one from Louisiana, what is it called, with the quintuplets?
Yeah. Why is my mind blown? I just can't think.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
Outdaughtered.
Yeah. So I'm not making these things up, Todd. I just don't know which goes with which. It's like when they have a murder case, then all the detectives are standing around the pegboard and they got yarn stretching from this to this to this to this all the way across. And then this body was found over here and this one was here. And then the killing zone has to be here. And we're going to match this suspect to this. That's what trying to decipher all of her reality shows are like.
Yeah.
Because they're just alike enough. Uh-huh. They're just similar enough that to get them confused because they don't have their, you know, distinguishing title. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, that's the show you watch about the little people when there are five of them. about little people that she watches. And that's the one you watch where they have all those kids and they're all born at the same time. Well, there are three of those.
Oh yeah, there is three of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Anyway,
and she had the gall to say to me yesterday.
I wanted to remember this girl's name.
She said to me, "I don't know how you're even surviving without a TV. You are obsessed with TV."
I'm busy. I don't care about my shows when I got.
But you got way more shows than I do.
Do I?
You are in the TV way more than I am. It's okay. Not even close. All right. You mean you like being competitive and all. You like winning. Well, you win that contest.
Oh, thank
who watches
you.
TV the most? Who's obsessed with TV the most is you.
Hmm.
You got seven little Jodies.
That's a cute show.
Yeah, it is. Seven I do Jodies. Like that one okay. Because they're Southern.
Seven little Jodies.
Because the seven little Johnsons are Southern, so I like that.
You would like a lot of them. You
I
just,
don't
that's
like
the
only one
you...
I don't like the Quints.
Why?
I just, the parents are not fun.
Oh.
They're kind of blue.
You would love Sweet Home
Sex
Toplets.
And the mom is always complaining because she's obviously thinks she got too much to do, too much to handle.
All right. Don't start bashing my people on my show. Stop.
Having seven babies all at the same age or whatever. They're almost grown now. So what is there
seven
to watch?
Babies.
What's a quintuplet? That's seven,
five.
Right? Five? Oh, yeah. So they got five daughters. That's
six
first time,
daughters.
I know, but five daughters born at the same time is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. It's a
and
big
it,
deal.
And it happened to some Louisiana people.
Mm-hmm.
But now they live in Texas?
Yes.
Did they move to Texas?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I have no use for them anymore.
They go
they
back to visit.
They turn their back on our home.
They go back to visit. His parents still live there.
Yeah, I get it. And that's always exciting for a road trip with five babies.
They have a bus.
Yeah,
you know what I do notice though? She always drives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you figure that's because he's drunk?
No. I figure she's like me and just wants to drive.
Mm-hmm. And I like when you drive because then I don't have to fool with repositioning the seat and the mirrors and all that. It's just easy.
You do act like that. It's such a... You act like you're moving a heavy piece of furniture when you have to adjust a seat in a car.
Mm-mm, no.
And a mirror. He does.
No, just when it's in my truck.
Then I'm going to have to readjust the seat. Oh, well, God forbid you push a button and.
And I know there's a thing on my truck that you can set it and hit the one button and everything goes back
to your
settings.
But you don't know
settings.
How.
Right. I don't know how. And it's probably in that. What do they call those books?
Probably in
get?
It. You could Google it.
I'll do it for you before.
Okay, well, what do they call those big books?
Todd,
that come
this
with
is
a,
why he doesn't with, learn things.
The manual.
Oh, a manual, yes, a manual. The Hispanic fellow that lives in my truck. You get it?
I get
the manual.
It. Get it. Silly head.
He knows everything about my truck.
Mm-hmm.
He's an expert. Emmanuel.
What time is it?
We gotta take a break. How about that? Okay. How about you get a little sip of something and relax for just a couple of minutes?
I'm gonna pop a pill.
Okay, do that.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right. So, Jody?
Yes, sir.
May I call you Jody?
You may.
Are you leaving from here going right back to the house to unpack more stuff and get things organized?
Yes.
Because, I'm going back to the old house to get two TVs off the wall and get your... No, I can't get your jewelry box.
I'm going to help you get it today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got to get that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, my little friend Jenny was going to come help me get the TVs off and bring a ladder for me to borrow to get up to the TVs because I
forgot
that.
Well, then she can help you with the jewelry.
You think?
Of course.
That thing's as tall as she is,
She's strong.
I know, but that thing's as big as she is.
No, she can help you. I'm going to go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go try to get, I don't know, maybe the laundry room.
You know why she's coming to help me?
You know she's bored.
Yeah. She's effing bored. That's what she always says. I'm effing bored. You know what I mean?
She wasn't effing bored this weekend.
No.
Because we didn't see her.
And we were both wearing, what do you call it, merch from her merch store at her gym. I looked and I said, we ought to take a picture in front of this U-Haul and caption it. My little friend Jenny gave us this merch if we didn't ask her to help us move.
I don't like asking people, though.
No.
That is not fun for anybody.
Right. And then they'd be all in our, I mean, those are our private things, yeah. You know. And
it's just weird.
And we have some crazy private things, like those, like those files.
Those files,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, for taxes.
Jody's kept tax files since 1987, and she wasn't even born yet.
I haven't, but there are. I am gonna have to go shred some stuff. But gosh, that's a whole nother day.
Oh yeah, we should have already shredded that.
What
evidence?
Oh,
I think it's evident. Look at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
She want a bone. She look at me like a skeleton. Mm-hmm. You don't know that song?
No. No.
Why are you not cool?
I'm not cool.
Okay, so.
I'm not cool at all. Hey, I heard I have something to go to next Thursday on y'all's show.
What's that?
You didn't tell me about it.
What is that?
The.
The Share Funny live
at the brewery.
Yeah. So do you have to go to that?
When were you going
to
tell me?
Do you have to go to that? I didn't know that was a you thing.
Usually I have to go to things like that.
You have to? Or you just like going and supporting your husband? It's never that. Never that. It's always, do I need to go to this? Do I have to go to that? Do I have to get something to wear?
I'll pray a week from today I'll need to go to a brewery.
But it just came together, though, all of the details and everything. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the last one y'all did, however many years ago, was fun.
Yeah, well, we've never done Share Funny live like this.
Ooh.
That was when we called it more show
so
after the show.
This is going to be the fifth show.
No, it's not filth.
Filth. Filth talk.
You better stop saying that.
Kidding. Gosh. You joking stuff,
No,
Hannah?
I'm just saying that we need the money. So we got to pay for this damn house. We got to, you know.
I know.
You're going to turn advertisers off.
I'm joking.
It'd be like, oh, his wife said, that's filth. I don't want to advertise our church on that.
Church. Y'all ain't never had anybody from church asking y'all to do anything.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, there's that. And then we got some other appearance.
Next week?
No. It's that tree lighting thing and all that.
That's next weekend. Ooh, you busy.
Oh, we might be filming.
I told her about that one though, that we're going to go film
really
at Josh's Farmer's Market in Mooresville.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah. But
Todd?
No, that was a done deal. And then Alexis changed it today. She said, hey, that thing may not be happening this weekend at Josh's. So that's on her. That's on your little, quote, I could just squeeze you, end quote.
I did squeeze her. I did. I mean, you just can't help it.
Short,
she's so tiny. I just want to.
But short people don't like that. That's insulting.
She loves it.
She does not.
She loves me squeezing her.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she did.
That is so insulting.
Don't make me call her and ask her.
Because how many times, do little tiny people like that have to put up with people going, oh, you're so little. You got to put you in my pocket. I'm squeezing.
I know the people I can squeeze.
Mm.
Jenny's that little. I don't squeeze her.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. I just... And she's smaller than your little friend Jenny.
Yeah, and I think the hugging her is okay, but then when you start patting her on top of the head,
I didn't pat her on the head.
It's awkward.
You're weird.
It's very awkward.
She's fine with me.
And did you or did you not say, "Come here, let me bounce you on my knee, you little thing"?
Yeah.
You've been watching too many of those little people shows.
I said, "Ooh, let me throw you up in the air." Yeah.
You need to learn to be a little more sensitive.
Oh gosh, whatever.
She looked upset.
She squeezed me back.
She had the same look on her face that she did the day that your dad said, "Well, what are you?" You're not white? What are you?
She did not.
Did you really say that?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up.
And he goes, well, you look white to me.
He did. He did.
What are you?
What exactly are you?
She goes, I'm Salvadorian. He goes, oh, well, I didn't know you look white to me. But what I'm saying is, what you said today is even more offensive.
No, it's not.
The way you were like pawing all over her. You were just one step away from saying, tell Santa I want a new ring for Christmas.
Whatever. She likes me better than you anyway. Stop. Y'all are on my nerves. Hurry up. I'm tired.
You about to leave? You need me to come help you in your booster seat?
Todd, I swear if you don't stop laughing, he's not going to stop. He's just going to keep on and on and on. You love an audience. Well,
tonight is her more show live thing on the Facebook. It's 7.
All right.
Starts at 7 tonight. So you need to go on there and apologize in public, on a public forum.
I apologize. I will. I actually will. I'm going to say something.
For calling her an elf.
Oh, I'm going on there now. I didn't call her anything. You did. But I'm going to go on there. I'm going to tell her. You were giving me crap about squeezing her.
Like, oh, I just love her so much. She's like my little Keebler elf. Making cookies and crackers in a tree.
I did not. You're the one being ugly.
Oh, Jody, I'm trying to apologize for you.
Your behavior. That's nice.
All right. Let's go back to unpacking and moving and all that stuff. So, okay, how long do you think it'll be, real quick? How long do you think it'll be before everything except the stuff in the garage is all like we want it?
What's today? Thursday? Probably Sunday.
Yeah, I think so, too. Before Monday, you'll have it done.
The closet's stressing me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I know. I knew it would.
But I got to get into the guest room to try it out. It's just so much to think about.
Yeah, the closet is about the size of the back of my truck that we're supposed to be sharing.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's bigger than that. He's so dramatic.
It's tiny. And Jody has more clothes than the Wrangler factory.
No, I don't.
She's got more clothes than Macy's.
I wish.
It's incredible. All right. We love you. We love you all, but we got to go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.